What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about getting out of a sales slump, and I'm about to throw the fuck down. So you tuned into the right podcast today. If sales have not been where you want them to be, if you feel like you've been down on your luck, if you feel like this business thing might not be for you, if you don't even know if you got the right business idea or not, things aren't going well, blah, 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 blah. You have tuned in to the right podcast today because I have been through it and I've gotten out of it multiple times, time and time again. And not only have I gotten myself out of it, I've gotten a lot of people out of it because I know exactly what is going on in your business right now. Why is this happening? So a sales slump, this essentially just means It's a mindset. It's whatever you think a sales slump is. Maybe a sales slump for you is you haven't sold anything in months, right? It could be like that bad. Or it could be that just sales are a little bit less. And the funny thing is this still can lead people to the same kind of mindset. So how do we go about this? To start off, how do you get out of a sales slump? What is the quickest way out of a sales slump? It is getting a sale, all right? You are probably one sale away from being out of a sales slump or one big sales day. Literally, you are so close to being out of this sales slump because if you just think, like, how would I deem myself out of this? For a lot of you, it would be one sale, all right? So just know that even though it seems like I've been in a sales slump for months or weeks, that you still are one sale away from being out of it. So why can't you get that one sale? It's because you are drowning. And in order to get sales, you have to be thinking about what's in it for the customer. Your language has to reflect that too in every way, shape, or form. And what happens is when you're drowning, that all of a sudden, all of your words become about you. And once it becomes about you, you can't get a sale. And then the downward spiral happens because the sales slump is more solidified and everything goes bad and you just dig yourself a deeper and a deeper hole. So you need to realize that what is happening on a tactical side of things is that your language has naturally changed to be about you. So what does that sound like? I can recall the first major sales slump I was ever in when I was selling Cutco. I couldn't sell anything. I don't know what was going on. I had sold plenty before, and I probably did 7 or 8 appointments with no sales at all in a row. And then I finally got an ice cream scoop sale, which was only $39 at the time, I remember. And I remember this appointment, and it was a pity sale. I wasn't even doing a pitch for this person. I was doing an appointment for these two people, and they were saying all these things about, oh, we want this, and we want this, and we want that. And I thought, oh man, I'm about to get a $500 sale, and I'm going to be out of the sales slump, and everything's going to go amazing. And then they said, oh yeah, well, we don't want to do it today. And my world came crashing down. And I, okay, well, what about this? What about this? And the desperation comes out. And instead of saying, okay, yeah, guys, what are you thinking? Like, what would be the best move for you? It sounds like you would use this a lot. Maybe we could get you that one. Let's see if I can get you a good deal on that for you, right? Let's figure this out for you. What would you use a bunch? And I just went right into, oh, well, you know, I've got that sales contest that I mentioned to you, so I'd really love it if you could buy it now. Like, just things like that come out of your mouth as your reaction. And I went back and forth with these people, and they said, no. And then their father, this really old man, comes from the other room, saves my day, and says, I'll buy an ice cream scoop. And he probably didn't know it was a $39 ice cream scoop. But I said, okay, it's $39. And I was still like, it's $39 if that's okay. I was like scared. He's like, that's okay. And I was like, whew, okay. I sold an ice cream scoop on like 8 appointments. And I just did not know what was going on. And luckily, I talked to someone, my mentor at the time, which is what I'm going to do for you right now. And he just told me what I just told you. And he said, you are making it about you is what is going on. And you might not notice this to the degree that you need to realize it. So let me break down a few more things that I just disclosed and giving you that quick example of an appointment. The customer was saying, okay, we're going to buy this, we're going to buy that, we're going to buy that. And what was going on in my head? What was going on in my head was, phew, I'm about to get a sale. This sale is already in the bag. I can't wait to collect this order. And they're about to say yes, and I can't wait. All right, guys, debit or credit. And then they said, oh, well, we don't want to get it today. Why did that happen? That happened because I started thinking about me. As soon as they started talking about the things that they were maybe going to buy, I thought, this is going to be great for me, so I'm going to assume the sale now and forget to handle their objections and forget to do the rest of my sales appointment in the right way. And what is very common, okay, there's these customers out here, like these people were these customers that don't know what they're doing, where all the language they are using sounds like it's a done deal. Okay, so be very wary of this because these sales hurt the most to lose. It's the sales that you thought you had in the bag. Everything was going amazing. And then all of a sudden they hit you with like, I got to talk to my spouse or just some BS. Hey, I got to go. Let's do this next week. And you have no idea what's happening. You thought like everything was going perfect. And then all of a sudden they hit you with an objection like that. Now, the key to solving objections is to solve them before they come up. So what was really going on with me is while they were talking about all the things that they liked, I started thinking about, I'm going to get out of my sales slump. I'm going to finally make some money. I'm going to be able to tell my boss that I got a sale finally, and he won't be disappointed in me anymore. And I'm going to say I got this sale, and I'm going to pay rent tomorrow. And yeah, guys, debit or credit. And then all of a sudden, the objections that I needed to be focused on handling before I got to the close weren't handled. So the other main thing that a lot of people forget is if you do some kind of discount, maybe you say, hey guys, it's normally $750, but because of blah, 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 we can do $550 if you do it today. This is something that is always necessary to say in nearly every line of sales, okay? In nearly every line of sales out there, saying this is the normal price. If you do it right now, it's this, is necessary. You can't get around this. Well, I don't really like that. Tough, okay? This is how people buy stuff. If you say, hey, it's $750 today or $750 tomorrow, what are they going to do? Well, cool. I guess we'll sleep on it then. If it's the same price tomorrow, I guess we'll call you tomorrow. This is so great. Yeah, we're going to totally do it tomorrow. We'll totally call you tomorrow because they believe that they will. But if you've been in sales for a long time, you know that if a sale doesn't happen when they're most excited to do it, a sale is not going to happen when they're less excited to do it. So if you don't get the sale in the most excited moment, no, it's not going through. So you can't leave that out. And you start to leave things out as soon as you think the sale is assumed. So again, this at the root of it was me thinking about the benefit of what I would be getting from the sale. And this was not even until this was mid-appointment. Mid-appointment, I was thinking about the benefits for me when they're talking about, I love this and I love that, rather than me saying, yeah, why do you love that? What do you think you would use that on? Oh, yeah, totally. That's a great idea. Okay, I'm going to try to get you a good deal because I can always give you a little bit better deal today. So I'm going to do as best as I can for you guys. I'm going to, you know, figure that out. Okay, anything else you would use? All right, do you want to put that in a block? Do you need steak knives? Figuring this out, I could probably even gotten a bigger order if I was just focused on doing what's right for them the whole time. What else did I say in my example there of what went wrong? Well, once they said, okay, cool, yeah, well, we don't want to do it now, we want to do it later. What did I say? I said that my whole world crumbled. However, the sale wasn't done yet. I still am having the wrong mindset mid-appointment. So when a customer gives you an objection, you have two ways to respond. You can sit there stoically and handle it, act like it's no big deal, or you can let them see either visually in your face or just energetically that that just took the wind out of your sails, that you have not heard that before, that this is an issue, that I am now in desperation mode. And desperation is the least persuasive emotion. And what's funny is people think it's persuasive. So it's oftentimes an emotion that people go to. Please, I'm desperate. Like I'm trying to do my sales contest right now. You know, this is about me. I know you guys want this $500 worth of stuff for you and you love it and all. Like, that's cool. But like I said, I'm in a sales contest. I told my boss that I was going to get a sale by the end of the day. Like, if you guys could get it, you know, like, it's not like I'm exactly saying that, but that is the tone that is coming out. And no matter what I say, that's all they hear. So you need to know this rule. And this was actually, if you follow my old series called Sales Tactics That Feel Illegal to Know. No, what is it? Sales Tactics That I Shouldn't Be Teaching. I did like a 9 or 10 part series on that. I'll probably continue it at some point. The very first Sales Tactics I Shouldn't Be Teaching is this line. The sale is won or lost in the salesman mind way before a decision is actually made in the customer's mind. So what that means is, when the customer says, oh yeah, well, we want to do it later, you think that that means end of appointment. It's not. It's not at all. So you can handle it like, oh, well, shit. Like, and you're like all of a sudden like, whoa, left hook, out of nowhere, I'm knocked down on the ground. Or you could say, oh yeah, left hook, I dodged it, cool. I expected that. That's a normal thing that people say all the time right before they buy. Because I'm going to say this, right? So to give you an example, maybe say, hey, well, we're going to do this later. Oh, yeah, you guys can totally do it later. I can usually get you like quite a bit better of a deal if you do it today. You don't have to do anything today. You don't even have to do the whole thing. But just so I know, what are the things that you're looking at that you would use the most? Oh, we'd use this the most. Well, we really need this. I mean, this is a wedding gift. Like, when is that wedding? That wedding's next month? Okay, yeah. So we'll focus on that then. And then you would use that all the time. Okay. I'll take out this item that you were looking at, and then let me see the best deal that I can give you guys on that. And then remember, if we split it up over 5 payments, so you'd be looking at $85 a day, and then you guys would have that wedding gift taken care of. Okay, let's do that. Okay, bada bing, bada boom. Done. That's what the rest of that appointment, maybe that's a very indirect example. You know, maybe you don't know exactly what the fuck I just said right there. But I'm going to assume that you did because you're all in sales to some degree, right? I stayed calm and I solved the problem and I talked about what was in it for them. Because if you're selling a great product that they want to buy that is going to solve their problems, like, that's all that's going on. All right. So you have to sell like you don't make commission and you just genuinely care about them so much. And you just know that the product is going to be great for them. And you're just like completely coming from that angle, because coming from that angle, you would never let someone like do that to themselves, right? You would never let someone screw themselves over like that. Oh, like, yeah, the wedding gift, right? Well, what's going to happen in this scenario? They are looking at a wedding gift and they don't buy it. Are they going to call me later to buy it? No, they're not. Now, all of a sudden, what's going to happen is a couple days before their wedding, they're going to go, oh shit, we don't have a gift. What do? We'll get them a gift card. I hate giving gift cards. It feels so impersonal, but that's all we have time to get. Damn it, honey. I knew we should have gotten those knives. We should have gotten that other thing we were looking at. If only the salesman was good enough to close us, but he wasn't because he was a pussy. And now we have to buy them a gift card and now we look like assholes. That's what you did. Okay. That's what you did, not being a good enough salesman. When you don't close people, the only person you're screwing over, okay, you're kind of screwing over yourself, but the main person you are screwing over is the customer. So don't forget that, because that is what you have forgotten if you haven't sold something in a while that is a genuine benefit to people. That's all that's happening, is you forgot who you are helping. Okay, closing realizes when you realize you're helping someone. Write that down. That is a famous quote from me. I've been saying it for a decade now. Closing happens when you realize you are helping someone. All right, now to finish out, what else did I say in this appointment that was actually going on? And I think that was like the main examples from that specific appointment. But I got my sale and I was feeling a lot better. And really a lot of this is remembering the you that wasn't in a sales slump. And you're gonna have to get really motivational here. And for a lot of you that have people in your life who don't relate to you on this wavelength, this is where it's going to be difficult. So I want you to hear what I'm about to say and know that people who talk the way that I'm about to talk exist out there, and you should feel completely fine talking this way about yourself, because I know that none of my friends in college would ever dare to talk about themselves as positively as I'm about to tell you to do so. And I know that most of the people in my life now, outside of my entrepreneurial friends, the ones who went into that traditional career, nothing wrong with it, but it's just where they got themselves stuck in, and that's where they want to be, or maybe they wanted to be an entrepreneur and they quit. Whatever it may be, they're overweight, they can't commit to shit, right? Those people, we all got them in our lives, and they might be in your immediate family and they might be in your household right now, okay? You got to know that their mindset is not what yours needs to be. What it needs to be is this. Whenever you're down like this, I say these magic words. Well, it's a good thing I'm Derek Vidal, because blank, 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 list every freaking accomplishment, and that's me now. Okay, you need to be able to do this for yourself. I need you to say this. Well, it's a good thing I'm, insert your name it here, okay? That is my favorite way to flip my mindset around. I've been doing it for years. Nothing has worked better for me. Now, this is my own personal line that I love, and please steal it for yourself if you like it. Otherwise, you're gonna have to find what is my talk myself out of the trenches line, because it has to be you that talks you out of it. It has to be you. Now, I can talk you out of it real damn well. And if you get on a call with me ever, which I do offer a free one, if you're feeling like shit, use your free call on that. I guarantee you won't feel like shit after the call. And I'm not going to drill sergeant you whatsoever. I'm going to show you why you're the shit from your own results, from your own past, and from what you've got going on. I don't need nothing but your own results to show you why you're the shit, okay? It's not going to be me just throwing some Tony Robbins, whatever, regurgitation at you. That's not how I motivate people. I'm going to show you why you're already the shit. You just have forgotten about it, okay? But, and I mean, you can totally pay for calls as much as you want from me, but you need to be able to do this yourself, because I might not always be there, and no one can get you out of this besides you in every scenario. There's going to be scenarios that people just can't help you, okay? You have to be able to do this for yourself. So what it might sound like in this scenario where I was going through that sales slump, how I needed to talk to myself was, look, you're Derek Vidal. You went through a training class of 17 people when you first started this job, and you sold more than every single person in that group. You came out and you did 33 appointments where the second person only did 7. Your average order might have been a little bit below company average, but your closing ratio was way higher. This is not who you are. This is a sales slump that will never happen again, and I just got a sale of an ice cream scoop, and if I can sell an ice cream scoop, then I can sell 10 of them. I know what's going on. I just got off a call with my mentor, and I know know that from here on, if I just make the appointment all about the customer and I just forget about the fact that I might be late on rent this month, and I forget about the fact that this is really stressing me the fuck out, if I can just put that on the back burner and just go to the appointment and make it all about the customer and not freak out when they give me an objection, because it's pretty common that they give some kind of objection, I just remain calm and I handle it, I know I'm going to get a sale. And once I get that sale, I'm going to get another and another and another. And I can do this because it's a damn good thing that I'm Derek Vidal. I wouldn't want to be anyone else to get myself out of my own rut. I'm so glad that I'm me living this life. I'm so grateful for these struggles, for what they're teaching me right now. And I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to come out the other side. As soon as I get home, you know what? Screw it. I'm pulling over right now, and I'm going to make 30 phone calls, and I'm going to see if I can't get someone to see me tomorrow. Let's take action right now. Let's go for it. Boom. Pull over, pull out the leads list, make 30 calls. Problem solved. Okay. This ends with action. It always has to end with action. That was probably the exact shit out of my mouth 10 years ago, whatever. Okay. You have to give yourself this kind of pep talk. And a lot of it too, as you could hear, is you have to have some kind of success, right? Which is like very important to like get under your belt and make sure you remember that. And maybe it is like, look, you were the high school quarterback. You made varsity. You made JV. That's damn good. I didn't make JV basketball. I didn't even make first cuts basketball, right? Whatever you did, remember that. That's what you need to do. You've forgotten what you've done. That's what's happening. So you've made it about you, and you've forgotten who you are. Once you get to the bottom of those two things, then by God damn it, you might as well be out of the sales slump right now. I might have already gotten you out of it. The only thing you're missing is that one sale that makes you remember who you are. So make it happen. Get off this podcast, go take some action so that the sale can happen as soon as possible. Take this into your own control and make it happen. You got this. I'm here for you. Book a free call below if you haven't done so yet. I'll see you guys in the next episode.